Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The story has been one that is, it's tough to figure out where this particular story lies with you. It is about the Kansas City T-Bones.
So I just had a ton of questions about this. We have not really talked about this as the story developed recently, and then news came yesterday that the T-Bones were officially evicted from their stadium in Kansas City, Kansas. And then we learned a little bit more about the team also that we're going to get details on here from our good friend Michael Mahoney from Channel 9.
And he joins us on the line right now. Michael, thank you so much. We do appreciate it. It's one of the stories that is...
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Hey, we're fantastic, friend. This T-Bone story has been one, like Jamie said, there's been details that have been coming out. They got evicted, they got an extension, then there were padlocks put on. How has this story been developing for you from your perspective, and where are we at right now?
Well, in the last 24 or 36 hours, it's been pretty quick developments. Number one, as you guys mentioned, ownership of the team was evicted. The city government, the unified government, KCK, changed all the locks on all the gates and all the offices yesterday, first thing in the morning. Then there was talk that, the city remained optimistic that maybe they could find a new owner. Late in the afternoon, there was a statement by the T-Bones that said that they were very close to selling the team. In fact, that they think that the sale could be scheduled to be completed by this week, later this week, and that the new owner that they're not naming has signed a letter of intent to buy the team. And now we're waiting to see if there's any sort of more statements coming out of either the Unified Government of Kansas City, Kansas, or the T-Bones, or whether or not this sale ends up in front of the board of city and county commissioners on Thursday. Now, the reason the city is involved in this is because they own the T-Bone Stadium out of the Legends. They own it, and they lease it back, and I think some people know that the T-Bones are way behind in their bills. They owe more than $760,000 to the city for utility bills and other payments that they agreed to make. And so the question is, will anybody buy this team with a $760,000 note in debt hanging over their heads? And we don't know the answer to that, but the team claims that they've got an owner, new owner, that signed a letter of intent. Whether or not they're going to pick up that $760,000 obligation, we don't know that right now. So that's where things stand.
How did we get here? This was a discussion that we were having this morning off the air, the questions that we had. How did this team, how did the ownership get $760,000 in debt? Is it bad management? Is it they don't know how to run a team? Or is it a bigger picture of lack of interest in minor league baseball?
It's a complicated answer, really. Until about 2014 or 2015, the T-Bones has an organization were pretty highly regarded in their level of minor league baseball, which is the lowest level of all. These are kids, very good high school players, some college players that don't get drafted by major league organizations, and they still want to try to play. So they fall into this independent league, such as the one that the T-Bones are in. They're not paid very well, but the hope is that their play is strong enough that they get noticed by a major league organization and signed into their farm clubs. What happened was when the Royals became very successful and won the pennant in 2014 and then won the World Series in 2015, naturally all the baseball attention in this town and this market then turned to the Royals. And the attendance at the T-Bones began to suffer. And about that same time, inexplicably, the marketing for the T-Bones was not as intense as it was. Then they lost their primary sponsor, Community America, a bank who pulled out. They've now got a different field sponsor, but they're not it's not Community America Field anymore. And so all those things sort of combined to put them in a place where the ownership wasn't able to make its bills. You know, they were still paying their staff, but the utility bills to the Unified Government and the Board of Public Utilities started ratcheting up, and other payments that they were supposed to make to Unified Government were not made as well. And so they got behind, and now they're $762,000 in the hole.
That's, I mean,
sort of the short version of it.
I mean, that's a lot of $6 tickets and $5 beers to make up. Do you think that baseball in Wyandotte County can be profitable?
Yeah, I can. I don't know if you've ever been to one of their games.
Yeah,
that is a delightful little ballpark. The prices are very, very modest. It's free parking. And as a baseball fan, let me just say, it's not Major League caliber baseball by any stretch of the imagination, but it is college-level baseball. And what I mean by that is the game can be proceeding along in a regular fashion, very conventional, with base hits, double plays, and all that sort of stuff. And then something screwy can happen just because of the caliber of play. So you will see distinctive, odd plays, sometimes misplays that turn into big plays. The pitching isn't as strong, so in the late inning, the bullpens are weak, and so they score lots of runs toward the tail end of the games. It's an interesting brand of baseball. It's not major league, but it's, you know, it's fun to watch. Not decent family outing, and you know, if you're a baseball purist, you go out and you see distinctive baseball. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good, but it's different.
So is it marketing is the problem then? I mean, we're back to the Royals not doing so great. You know, you've got the people now that could go. Do they not want to drive out there? How do you get them going?
No, I think marketing's a part of it. I don't think that their advertising has been as strong as it could be. They just haven't hustled as much as they used to in the market. That's my opinion and my opinion alone.
Michael, does a new owner come in? They come in and it just stays the T-Bones? Do they bring a different organization in? How does this work? Like you said, there may be news of this coming today or later on this week. Is the team staying in KCK?
I think that's part of the deal, is that they would stay in KCK. I also think part of the deal is that they would remain in this low-level minor league organization. They're part of the American Association. That's their league. And there are a couple other similar leagues of this low-level kind of unaffiliated baseball leagues, unaffiliated baseball teams in leagues like this. I think that's what they would continue to do. I think the Royals would have a fit, and justifiably so, if there was a major league affiliate minor league team inside their market. I don't think they would permit that.
Can the T-Bones new owner go and ask for assistance from their league? Was that something they have explored?
Oh, yeah, that happened. The American Association paid $50,000 towards the bill, which was really, I can't say it's $662,000. Actually, the American Association paid off $50,000 of this.
Oh.
And so the bill was really $720,000, not $760,000. But it's still a big chunk of money. So their league, the American Association, wants the team to stay afloat.
Hey, Michael, we'll get you out here on this. Will there be baseball played there next spring and summer?
I think so. I think so. And I think that's good for the T-Bones. It's good for Unified Governments. It's good for baseball in general. Like I say, it's a delightful version of the product played by young men that are absolutely passionate for the game because they're not making a lot of money. They're just trying to take another shot at staying in pro ball. So they've got some passion about it. It's not a bad brand of baseball in that sense. The caliber of the play is not that good because it's low-level minor leagues, but it's passionate.
Michael, I know you're a big Cardinals fan. If we had more time, we'd talk about the Nationals getting ready to sweep your Cardinals out of the playoffs. But
I don't think there's much more to be said about that. And if Jason prompted that question,
no.
I'll deal with him accountably.
No, I did that on my own. I just happen to remember when you were in studio that Ketzer was giving you crap for being a Cardinals fan. Hey, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Michael Mahoney from KNBC Channel 9.
So we have a Twitter poll going that we'll tell you about again, but I want to hear from people now. Now that we've got some insight into what's going on with the T-Bones, how they ended up in that kind of debt, it makes sense that with the Royals doing better, that all makes sense. I want to hear from people about whether you go to T-Bones games and mm-hmm. if you used to go, why you stopped going, and if you would go back. Because now with the team, you know, potentially being under new ownership now, it looks like they need you to go to games. So
yeah. They got to make up $700,000.
Yeah, they got to get it from somewhere. And so if they raised ticket prices, would you still go? You know, if they decide to make up that money by raising tickets by a dollar a ticket for a year, would that be enough to dissuade you? Is it the drive that you don't like? Is it money spread elsewhere? What's going on here?
Feels like we're really dipping into Wyandotte County here. And, yeah. And asking a lot of people in KCK and that surrounding area, 576-7798. Do you go to T-Bones games? Give us a phone call. You can also text 22980. We'll give you the keyword to cash and update our poll question. How many games have you been to in your life? 0, 1 to 5, or more than 5? We'll update that poll question on Twitter. You can vote at KMBZ Radio. Right now, though, we're talking about the T-Bones. Thanks to Channel 9's Michael Mahoney, as the T-Bones were getting evicted. Then they got an extension. Then they put locks on the doors. They ran up a $760,000 bill, and there are potential new buyers that may get announced later today or this week.
So as long as the team stays in Kansas City, Kansas, which it looks like that would be a part of the deal, frankly, if they move, what do you do with that stadium then if they're not staying? That's a whole discussion I hope we don't have to have. But we're asking you about whether you go to games. And if you don't, why you don't? Does it just not occur to you? Is there another reason going on? What do they need to do to get more people to go to those games? Because they've got a huge debt to wipe out now.
I've been to one. And I lived here 4 years. Jamie, you've been to
half a dozen probably in the time I lived here. I don't have kids. Is it more of a, you know, you take your kids? Because for me, that seems like, this isn't going to come out right, but it's a long way for me to go to a minor league baseball game. It's fun, but there's mm-hmm. no big draw for
no.
me.
No.
You know, and it's cheap entertainment, but I don't love baseball enough to go all, if I'm going to go watch baseball, I'm going to go and see the Royals. Even if it costs more.
Friends of mine have children, and when their son was like 3, he got into watching baseball with dad. And kid doesn't know the difference between the Royals and the T-Bones, but they would take him to a T-Bones game because he was free for the kid to get in, and $6 for mom and dad, and hot dogs were $2, and beer and soda were $2 and $5 or whatever. I mean, they could, and he wouldn't make it past the 4th inning because he's a 3-year-old.
Right.
So, you know, that's $30-$40. As opposed to driving, and they lived in the dot at that point, they drove out to Kauffman Stadium. Parking is $15, your tickets, you know, and for what, 3 innings? For an hour? Like, for a family, it makes total sense to go to a T-Bones game. Because, yeah, they might love Salvi and Hosmer and whatever, but when they're 5, they don't know the difference. I just want to see baseball, be outside, and eat cotton candy till they throw up.
Some of you are saying marketing is the problem. So what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
What aren't they selling? Marketing is all about selling the team to the public. So what's the marketing problem then?
You got to sell it as cheap entertainment. Cheap entertainment, baseball. That's what you got. Free parking.
Do people not know that already, though? Do people just not know it's there?
I didn't know it was free parking till Michael Mahoney just told us.
But would that make the difference in you going or not going?
Some people, it's $15 to park it at certain places. 576-7798. Bill is in Overland Park. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Yo.
So I've been a season ticket holder for about 6 years now, and I sit with the host families that take care of the players because the players can't afford to stay here because they only make about $100 to $200 a game.
Okay.
And so what they do is they have a host family president, basically. Her name's Cheryl. And they put up the players and support them. And so that's how they save money also. But it just seems like the county's not doing anything to support the team or the ballpark either, because there's a lot of issues with the ballpark.
Hey,
what do you mean by that, though? And how does that get more people to go to games?
Well, I mean, the way it was designed, they really can't have any concerts or anything out there. The tunnel to get onto the field is only 12 foot high, and they need to get the diesels out there so they can promote the field more to get, you know, more income for the field. And like I said earlier, to, you know, have more advertising for the team is the biggest issue right now.
Is it okay? I want to stop you real quick. When you say get more advertising for the team, you mean like along the fence, the outfield walls?
Anything like that. Even get more, that's sponsoring the team. Mm-hmm. And to do that for advertising. But there's no publicity or anything. The only time they had publicity was on the news when they were in the playoffs.
And yeah, then it's true.
Right before that, they bought ads on the radio station, and that was it.
That takes money, right?
Yeah. How many people go to games, Bill? You're a season ticket holder. You're there often. I mean, 2,000, 5,000?
On the weekends, on Fridays and Saturdays, you're probably talking in 5,000 to 7,000.
Okay.
So, okay. I mean, there's definitely crowds up there, and they do a lot of stuff and stunts, but they just need to get more people active to have fun out at the park.
Yeah, because it's, honestly, we talked about this before. It's not about the baseball.
Right.
I mean, the baseball is the baseball. It's fine. It's
going
to
be what it is, yeah.
It's about the promotions. It's about the goofy stuff they do in the stand. It's about what they're giving away. That's what minor league baseball and independent league baseball is about.
Well, he brings up a good point, though. How many dates a year do the T-Bones take up in that stadium? And what's being done with the stadium when the T-Bones aren't playing?
I'd have to look that up.
And is there an opportunity to be using that stadium more efficiently to make money? Could you put concerts there? And we never hear about concerts at Community America Ballpark. Could we? Could they do more with that place,
mm-hmm,
when the team's not playing to make up for the money the team's not making?
Thanks for the phone call. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Richard, stick right there. I want to hear from you after the news. 576-7798. Have you gone to T-Bones games? Why do you not go to T-Bones games? Did you before? Did you then the Royals got good and just became a big Royals fan instead? We'll get to more of your phone calls and text messages. Good stuff on Facebook. We'll read some of those comments coming up as well. Let's go to the newsroom now. Here's Mark Lavoie. Right to the phones, 576-7798. Richard is in KCK. Hey, Richard, thanks so much for hanging through the news.
All right, well, thank you for having me on.
What's up, man? Are you a fan of the T-Bones?
I've been going ever since they came here, but you got to be a baseball fan to go to this level of baseball. You got to love it. This town, if you're not a Jayhawk or a Kansas City Chief, then really nobody's going to draw. That's just the way it is.
Unless you're the Royals and you win.
Well, I like going to the Royals game because I'm a baseball fan, but they haven't ever tried hard enough to put a winner on the field consistently out there.
I don't
expect the T-Bones to win for what they're being paid, but they've got a championship manager out there now. It's just a shame they're having this problem out there.
How much money do you spend ballpark every time you go to a T-Bones game?
$25, you can have everything you want.
$25, you get everything you want. I mean, and if you take a family of four, you spend less than $100 and you get a night of entertainment.
Yeah, because you're going to get free parking. There's bonus money for you to spend, or you can don't have to spend it, but that's just more bonus money.
Yeah.
The Royals, the biggest problem with them, there's no free parking left out there. Everything you have to pay, you either have to pay or get towed out there.
Yeah, but yeah. It's Major League Baseball.
But that's the professional, the highest level. Like, nobody.
It's a better game.
Yeah.
Well, you're still going to make it. That's the only place I've ever gone where you pay less for tickets at Royals games than you do for parking.
That's because they're not very good.
So that wasn't always the case. Once upon a time, you were paying a lot more for those tickets.
Hey, Richard, thank you for your phone call, man. And he's right. I think there are two groups of people who go to T-Bones games.
Mm-hmm.
You get people like Richard who love baseball. That's the American pastime,
right?
And it's what they grew up on. And he could go watch a rec league game and enjoy it because he loves the game.
Yeah,
you get those diehards that are going to go to T-Bones games, and the other is the families,
right?
Who don't care. I don't think you're going to get the people who are going to go to 10 Royals games a year aren't going to go to 10 games at, you know, the middle part of the bell-shaped curve.
Yeah.
You're just not getting that right now at T-Bones games. And that's why your promotions and your goofy stuff you do, that's what brings people in.
And so the math here is fascinating. Yes, they need to spend more money. Well, let me rephrase that. Would you go to more games if the team was better? To those that are listening, would you go to more T-Bones games if the team was better? I don't know if that's going to play a big role for a lot of people.
I don't think it matters.
I don't think so either. Somebody tell me I'm wrong, but I think you're going, you know, your kids can't sit through an entire game anyway. So I think for the people that are going because of families, I don't think you are willing to pay higher ticket prices to get a better team because you don't necessarily care how good the team is. It's never going to be Major League Baseball, so it's only going to get so good. So
I mean, they won the title last year.
Right, but so? You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's great for those guys that play and for the diehards like Richard, but you're not getting Jamie Monticelli to come out to five games next year
right.
because you won a championship in this independent know-nothing league.
Right. So how does the math work out? How many people do they need?
Mm-hmm.
I guess my point was going to be, it doesn't make sense for them to spend more money on better talent to get a better team.
The Royals need about 3 million fans to break even.
Over the course of the season. So 3 million tickets sold.
3 million tickets sold. They break okay. even.
I don't know what that number is for T-Bones, but I don't think spending money on higher priced talent is going to get it done. I just don't think you're going because the games are really good. So how do you get more butts in seats?
That is the job of Mark Brandmeier. You're going to say, who is Mark Brandmeier? Danny Welniak from Channel 5 has tweeted this out. T-Bones are closing in on a new owner per source. This is Channel 5 source. It's local businessman Mark Brandmeier. Should become official later this week. And you're wondering, who is Mark Brandmeier? Well, I can tell you, Mark has spent the last 8 years as an advisor and board member to several startup companies and venture investments at Brandmeier Enterprises. Sounds like a rich local businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I've learned about rich local businessmen who make their money investing. They don't invest in bad products.
And they tend to know, you wouldn't buy that thing if you didn't know how to make it work and mm-hmm. how to make money off of it. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't take it just for it to be a loss. So maybe he knows things that we don't. I'll come back to the idea of putting more things in that ballpark.
Concerts.
Right. But let me ask you this question that you may not know the answer to.
Ready. I'll make one up.
So he owns the team. The county owns the ballpark.
Yeah.
It's the team that owes the $760,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that case, concerts aren't going to help it, right? Because it's not the county that is in the debt. You know what I mean?
Unless
it's the team that owes the money.
Post-game concerts. Hey, we've got such and such. Now, you're not going to get Trace Adkins or, you know, anybody big to come. Somebody who's doing the state fair tour might play post-game concert with Smash Mouth. You know what I mean? Like that kind of band that had two hits.
Sure.
Is still holding on. They're not releasing anything new. Post-game concert with Smash Mouth afterwards might sell 5,000 tickets.
And in that case, that's the T-Bones making that money.
Mm-hmm.
Not because otherwise, if the county were to just... because it wouldn't be the T-Bones booking more dates for concerts to make money at that stadium. It's the county that would be doing that.
Right.
And making the money off of it. So that initial idea doesn't work. To my knowledge, there's no website just for Community America Ballpark. Like there is Sprint Center, you know,
mm-hmm.
there is T-Bones and there's a page on there for the schedule for the T-Bones, but not for the ballpark.
If they want to, you know, they're going to have to do stuff like that. Like you're not going to raise ticket prices and make more money. You're going to scare the small amount of fans that you have, like Richard. You're going to scare those people away.
And you can't charge for parking. Quite frankly, there are too many other places over there to park.
Yeah.
You got the legends there. People just park farther away.
It's true.
And Uber over. You know, they park at Walmart and Uber over.
Yeah, there's park at Nebraska Furniture Mart or whatever. But yeah, that kind of idea, Jamie, is what you have to do. Or you bring in, I don't know what other music acts. Do you bring in Royals to come do you bring in autograph sessions with former Royals greats or Chiefs greats or whatever after the game, before the game, come meet Neil Smith, come meet George Brett.
Bigger naming rights? Sell the naming rights for more? Sell more advertising on, you know, more, whatever they call that, around the stadium itself?
On the concourse?
More banners and stuff? Mm-hmm. Sell more advertising on the stadium. But do they have the power to do that? Does the T-Bones make that money or does the county make that money directly? You know what I mean?
Obviously there will be a deal where whatever money they bring into the T-Bones, a percentage is going to have to go to the county.
Right. And so that's my question is because the T-Bones don't own the stadium, does Wyandotte County handles all that?
Hmm.
That's where I don't know.
But it looks like your new owner is going to be Mark Brandmeier. And again, smart guys who make their money investing don't invest in bad products. Brandmeier must see the T-Bones as a product he can make some money on. He's never going to make $1 billion on it. And maybe he just wants to. He's a Kansas City guy. He went to KU. He lives in Mission Hills. He has nine kids. Nine children.
Maybe they're baseball fans. You know, kids are into baseball. Maybe it's a passion project, but he's not going to lose money on it.
No, no. He might break even. He might make a couple $100,000. Maybe over the long term, he makes $1 million. Who knows? This might just be a 5-year thing. He gets it back afloat and sells it to one of his nine kids. I have no idea. But this is a local guy doing good for a local product.
I think this is a common thought to the texter that said this. I don't go to T-Bone's games because I forget they exist.
That is huge.
I think that's a big deal. I think that, and so I don't know where that's marketing. That's where if you don't realize the team is there, that's easy to fix. That's an easy marketing fix. Now, I don't know where you put those ads in front of people or where you do that marketing.
Right here.
But that's, yeah.
KMBZ.
I mean, that's a matter of just putting some ads on the air and reminding people, hey, it's a gorgeous Friday night. Royals aren't playing. You know, come out and see us instead.
You run them during commercial breaks on Fox Sports Midwest during Royals games.
Yeah.
You run them on our sister station. You buy ad time where sports fans are at. You buy ad time where families are. Mm-hmm. And again, I know our listeners, there's some passionate sports fans, but the sports geeks listen to our sister station.
Right.
That's fine. But remember, you don't just market to the sports geeks when it's a family product like this.
Yeah.
It's on our Facebook page. You want to read about it, facebook.com/981KMBZ. Also on Twitter at KMBZ Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.